This is the Adventist World Radio, and you are listening to The Voice of Hope. For more information, please feel free to write to us. Our email address is bible@awr.org, or you could also call us on WhatsApp at +1 224 222 0777.
At night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
the prairie sky is wide and high.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Hello and welcome to WaveScan, the international DX program from Adventist World Radio. Researched and written in Indianapolis by Dr. Adrian Peterson and in Los Angeles by Ray Robinson. And produced here in the studios of WRMI Shortwave in Okeechobee, Florida. I'm Jeff White. This is NWS 789 for release on Sunday, April 7th, 2024. On WaveScan today, Shortwave in Texas. The first part of our interview with WaveScan founder Adrian Peterson and our Japan DX report.
The rabbits rush around the brush.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Whatever happened to the American shortwave station KAIJ in Dallas, Texas? You may well wonder, as indeed did Peter Grenfell in New Zealand some years ago in an entry to a DX contest. Not many people remember that there was once a shortwave station in Texas, but Ray Robinson has the story.
Thanks, Jeff. The state of Texas is the largest of the 48 contiguous mainland states of the USA. At the time of European exploration, it's estimated that 30,000 Indians lived in the area that subsequently became known as Texas, many of whom lived in permanent settlements. The first Europeans to visit the area were Spanish explorers who mapped the southern coastline in 1519. The French established a small temporary colony inland at Fort St. Louis. The Spanish sent many Catholic missionaries into the area, and when Mexico asserted its independence from Spain in 1821, Texas became part of the Mexican Empire. In 1836, after several skirmishes with Mexican forces, Texas declared its independence as the Republic of Texas. 9 years later, Texas joined the United States. However, during the Civil War, Texas seceded and joined the Southern Union of Confederate States, but in 1870, Texas once again rejoined the United States. The twin cities of Dallas and Fort Worth are located in the north-central area of the state. The Twin City Metroplex, or conurbation, had a population of 7.6 million in 2020, covering 11 counties, making it the second largest by area in the United States. One of the world-shaking events that occurred in Dallas was the tragic death of President John F. Kennedy back in November 1964. It so happens that there were two attempts over the years at establishing a shortwave station in Texas. One was unsuccessful and the other was successful. The first attempt was made over 60 years ago and the other more than 40 years ago. Here are the details. Back around the beginning of the year 1960, a request was lodged with the FCC in Washington, D.C. for approval to establish a shortwave station in Dallas, Texas for coverage into Latin America. In May, the details of this new shortwave station were published in a radio magazine in Australia, Radio and Hobbies. This news item stated that this new American shortwave station would operate at 50 kilowatts on 15180 kilohertz and that it would broadcast into Latin America during the daytime in English and Spanish. As further details became available, it was stated that the owner of this new station was Albert L. Kane, who was also an amateur radio operator with the call sign W5SXT. The intended call sign for this new shortwave station was KFRN, and a news report published in August 1960 stated that the station was under construction. The 1961 edition of the World Radio TV Handbook actually listed this new station under the company ownership of Global Broadcasting, not in Dallas, Texas, but instead in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but without listing any call sign. And that's the last reference to the new shortwave station, KFRN, that we can find. It was planned, but never completed. The second attempt concerned the well-known shortwave station KCBI, which became KAIJ, which was located near Denton, just north of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. The application for this new station was lodged with the FCC on March 18, 1983. The requested call sign was KCBI, which was also the call sign of the applicant's FM station that had been inaugurated 7 years earlier. That station, KCBI, honoured the Criswell Bible Institute, which was established in Dallas by the First Baptist Church. The transmitter and antennas for shortwave station KCBI were installed in an isolated area of corn country, 16 miles east of Denton, a little north of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. The transmitter was a re-engineered medium-wave unit manufactured by General Electric, and there were two antennas, both described as corner reflectors, similar to the one used by the old WRMI in Miami.
This is KCBI, Dallas, Texas, USA, signing off of 11790 kilohertz in a 25-meter band. Reception reports may be sent to KCBI, Dallas, Texas, 75221 USA. Please join us tomorrow on 11735 kilohertz for more of the best in programming from the National Radio of Texas.
The first test broadcasts from station KCBI were noted on 11790 kHz around Christmas 1984, and the station was inaugurated in the middle of the following year on July the 28th with studios in the First Baptist Church in Dallas. Initially, the station was on the air with a regular daily schedule, but during the following year, this scheduling was reduced to just the weekends due to a shortage in funding. Shortly afterwards, the station was closed and placed up for sale. 4 years later, the station was reactivated and then sold for $1,000 to the University Network for the programming of Dr. Gene Scott. An additional shortwave transmitter, a continental unit rated at 100 kilowatts, was installed in 1994, and the call sign was changed to KAIJ, although the significance of those call letters was never divulged.
From the Big D, Dallas, Texas, USA, this is the new KAIJ. Transmitting from Dallas, Texas, United States of America. KAIJ broadcasts on two frequencies, on 9480 kHz, U.S. daytime, and 5755 kHz, U.S. nighttime. KAIJ begins a brand new horizon of shortwave broadcasting. We invite you to keep listening day and night to the new powerful voice of the Big D. KAIJ, Dallas, Texas, USA. Once again, U.S. daytime on 9480 kilohertz and U.S. nighttime on 5755 kilohertz. You're tuned to the new KAIJ from the Big D, Dallas, Texas, USA. The new KAIJ.
During the height of its operation, station KAIJ was on the air with a full 24-hour daily schedule on both transmitters, 100 kilowatts and 50 kilowatts, operating on 5755 and 9480 kilohertz. However, as time went by, this scheduling was reduced until just one transmitter was in use part-time. Gene Scott then moved his programming to station WWCR in Nashville, Tennessee, finding it more cost-effective to buy airtime than to maintain and operate the high-power transmitters. The station was then sold again, this time to Peoria Broadcasting Services, although they used it on air for little more than occasional test broadcasts. Then, in 2009, this shortwave station was procured by an organization called Leap of Faith, Inc., whose chairman was George McClintock. The equipment was removed from Denton, Texas, and reinstalled at an isolated rural area near Lebanon in Tennessee. The 100-kilowatt transmitter was refurbished for use at its new location, and two rhombic antennas were installed. Test broadcasts from this shortwave station, now located in Tennessee, began in January 2010 under the call sign WTWW, which you probably know stood for We Transmit Worldwide. Tests were heard on both frequencies previously used by KAIJ, 5755 and 9480 kilohertz. Program broadcasting began officially at 1500 UTC on February the 19th, 2010 on 9480 kilohertz, though at reduced power. full power broadcasting began on March the 1st. The two transmitters from Denton were supplemented by a third, a Harris 100 kilowatt unit donated by KNLS Alaska, after that station had upgraded to a new transmitter. And then in 2014, a further 100 kilowatt Harris unit was obtained by George McClintock from KTWR in Guam, bringing the complement of transmitters to four. To cover the operating costs, a long-term lease for airtime was agreed with an organization called Scriptures for America. This is an outlet for the pre-recorded sermons of Pete Peters, founder of the La Porte Church of Christ in La Porte, Colorado. Peters died in 2011, shortly after the station went on the air, but his back catalogue of mainly Anglo-Israelism-oriented teaching kept the station afloat financially for many years. A second programme stream from La Porte, called The Bible Worldwide, offered audiobook broadcasts of the Holy Bible in various languages. The station's lead engineer and chief operator was Ted Randall, who I met once at an NASB meeting in Nashville. He demonstrated how he could control all the shortwave transmitters through his mobile phone, powering them up or down, changing frequencies and routing programming to the correct transmitter as needed. He donated his services to the station in exchange for the right to use the transmitters for music and ham radio programming when they were not being used for Scriptures for America. Together with his wife Holly, Ted produced a number of secular music programs on the station with a very professional jingle package.
Covering the planet with 100,000 watts of shortwave entertainment. You're locked in to 5085.
WTWW.
This is the voice of WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee.
WTWW, USA.
From August 2018 until November 2022, the station put out a nightly oldies and classic rock music format on 5085 kHz, hosted by several veteran DJs who volunteered for the service, broadcasting remotely from their homes. The service was branded as The Big One on 5085. On November the 9th, 2022, after a dispute with George McClintock, Ted Randall left WTWW, but reappeared with his oldies programming on WRMI 5 days later. WTWW shut down briefly, but returned the following month in December 2022 with Scriptures for America programming on 5085 kHz and eventually on 9475 kHz also. And since October last year, 2023, WTWW has begun accepting programming from other religious broadcasters, including Bob Bierman's talk show Truth to Ponder, as a supplement to its main outlet on WRMI. So that's the story of the two shortwave endeavours in Texas, both in Dallas. Station KFRN, back in 1960, was never erected, neither in Dallas nor in Tulsa. Station KCBI was inaugurated in Dallas in 1985, and it was redesignated as KAIJ nearly 10 years later, and was subsequently transferred to Lebanon, Tennessee, where it's since been on the air as WTWW. There are a few QSL cards from the original KCBI in the collections of international radio monitors, and three different styles are known: a 1973 calendar, a two-sided on-the-air card, and an on-the-air card with a plain back. After the University Network procured the station, two cards were used, both with the title, To If By Sea Broadcasting. The first card shows the old callsign KCBI, and the second card shows the new callsign KAIJ. QSLs were issued both by email and by post for the transferred station WTWW at its location in Lebanon, Tennessee. As an interesting side note, when this shortwave station was on the air under the callsign KCBI, it broadcast a delayed relay of the early DX program from Adventist World Radio in Pune, India. The program title at the time was Radio Monitors International. The AWR studios were located in suburban Pune, and the broadcast from station KCBI was on the air under the auspices of Radio Earth. The broadcast of Radio Monitors International via KCBI was on the air for a few weeks, beginning on October the 13th, 1985. To you, Jeff.
Thanks, Ray. That was the State Song of Texas. And that story of KCBI brings back some good memories to me as I had the pleasure of producing the Radio Earth programming, including Radio Monitors International, that went out on the air via KCBI in Dallas. Ray plans to cover the story of Radio Earth in a future edition of Wavescan, probably around the end of next month. Next week, Ray will start a two-part look at the story of broadcasting in the Tangier International Zone during the 1940s and 50s. Well, as many listeners know, Radio Monitors International eventually became this program, Wavescan. Both programs were produced and originally hosted by AWR's Dr. Adrian Peterson, who was originally from Australia, but went on to become the director of AWR Asia, based in India, and later moved to Indianapolis, Indiana, here in the United States. Well, several months ago, I had the opportunity to visit Adrian at his home just south of Indianapolis, and we conducted a wide-ranging interview in his radio room. Today, we have part one of our conversation with Adrian Peterson. So we are here in just south of Indianapolis at the AWR Wavescan office, right, Adrian?
That is correct, here in Martinsville, a smaller country city about an hour south of Indianapolis.
Okay, and you have been here for how long now?
Approximately a year. Mm-hmm. I came down here. My wife and I used to live on the east side of Indianapolis in what is called Cumberland.
Very near where I used to live.
And that's interesting. You know the areas quite well. But when my wife became ill and going in and out of hospital and nursing homes, then we came down here. And then last year she passed away. And so our family here is taking good care of me to make sure that I last as long as possible, if I can put it that way.
Now you are surrounded, or we are surrounded here by all kinds of things. What do we have here?
There are many things, Jeff. One is a large cluster of QSL cards numbering anywhere between 50,000 and 100,000 from all around the world, mainly shortwave, but some medium wave as well. Then also there are the scripts from radio programs that I have written and prepared in times gone by, Radio Monitors International from India, and also Wavescan, as you are familiar with today, after all the work you're doing in preparing it for broadcast on your station and other stations as well. Then there are about a dozen filing cabinets in alphabetic order filed are the countries of the world with all of the information that I hold regarding the radio history in those particular countries. And then a few radio receivers and a couple of computer systems sort of finalize things here. But about as much is elsewhere in another storage location here in this home, which sometimes I have to go down and open up to find out what I want in a research situation.
Until the middle of last year, Adrian Peterson wrote all of the WaveScan scripts, while Ray Robinson and I voiced and produced them. Adrian is now semi-retired, but he does continue to contribute to this program, and his voluminous archival material is updated by Ray and featured regularly here on the program. Next week, we'll have part two of our interview with Adrian Peterson, conducted in Indianapolis.
Welcome to the DX Report of the Month from Japan Shortwave Club, aided by Toshio Take and I'm Yukiko Tsuji. We have several DX reports from our club members this week. Season People's Broadcasting Station from Lhasa, China, was heard on 6200 kHz on March 2nd from 1600 to 1700 UTC in English. SIO rating was 353. English program titled Hello Season, formerly Holy Tibet, was aired, followed by news and topics about season and local songs. ID was given in English as China Season Radio and TV Station. Adventist World Radio via Guam was heard on 11530 kHz on March 3rd from 1530 with interval signal to the sign-off at 1559 UTC in English. SIO rating was 454. WaveScan started at 1531 and the Japan DX report was on the air at 1551. Voice of Indonesia from Palangkaraya was received on 3325 kHz on February 28th from 1149 to 1202 UTC. SIO rating was 252. Local song was broadcast until 11:52, followed by Chinese talk program and ID. Local music was played until 11:57, then closing announcement and jingle were aired. Japanese program started from 1200. Voice of Martyrs, Korea via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, was heard on 7625 kHz on March 9th from 1515 to the sign-off at 1530 UTC in Chinese. SIO rating was 353. Talk program by a female announcer was aired. Radio Da Banga via Santa Maria di Galleria, Vatican, was heard on 15550 kHz on March 7th from the sign-on at 1559 to 1659 UTC in Arabic. SIO rating was 444. ID was given at 1600, then talk program by a male announcer started, followed by the live broadcast by female reporters. CM Obrechto shortwave radio via Nauen, Germany, was received on 21600 kHz on March 2nd, from the sign-on at 1300 to 1330 UTC in German. SIO rating was 252. It signed on with electronic music and ID, followed by electronic music, orchestral music, and pop music. ID in English was given at 1330. VOA via Botswana was heard on 15580 kHz on March 3rd from 2023 to 2045 UTC in English. SIO rating was 343. African popular songs by women were broadcast. Radio Tama from Peru was heard on 4755 kHz on March 6 from 1030 to 1045 UTC in Spanish. SIO rating was 252. ID was given at 1034. Talk program by a male announcer and the Peruvian chorus music were on the air. Radio Nove de Julio from São Paulo, Brazil, was heard on 9820 kHz on March 2nd from 0850 to 0900 UTC in Portuguese. SIO rating was 252, then down to 211. Brazilian music and the talk program by a male announcer were broadcast. There was severe interference from a Chinese station on 9820 kHz from 0900. Finally, Japan Shortwave Club will issue the QSL cards for the correct report on that segment of the WaveScan program. We are issuing QSL card by email to the report sent by email. Our address for your email report is jswcqsl@live.jp. I repeat, jswcqsl@live.jp. We continue to issue the printed QSL card by the same system as before. Your report should be addressed to JSWC PO Box 44 Kamakura, which is KAMAKURA, postal code 248-8691, Japan. One IOC or $2 for return postage will be appreciated. For this edition of DX Report, we would like to thank Mr. Yoshiaki Hayashi, Mr. Iwao Nagatani, Mr. Kazuyuki Kuriki, Mr. Chiaki Shimada, Mr. Kodo Sujaku, Mr. Kazuaki Oikawa, and Mr. Minoru Ikeda for sharing the information with us. Thank you for listening, and please join us for our next edition of DX Report of Japan Shortwave Club.
I'll be somewhere down in Texas if you're looking for me. Drinking in that great wide open, soaking up the summer breeze. Kicking back and settling.
And we end Wave Scan today with George Strait and Somewhere Down in Texas. Thanks for listening to Wave Scan, the international DX program from Adventist World Radio. Researched and written in Indianapolis by Adrian Peterson and in Los Angeles by Ray Robinson. Next week, our main feature will be Transworld Radio Monte Carlo. We'll have part two of our interview with Adrian Peterson and our Philippine DX report. WaveScan is heard weekly on KSDA in Guam, AWR relays in various locations, WRMI in Florida, WWCR in Tennessee, Voice of Hope Africa in Zambia, and IRRS Italy. Send reception reports directly to the station you're listening to. Reports for KSDA and other AWR sites should go to qsl@awr.org. Other correspondence can be sent to wavescan@yahoo.com. By the way, here is our new schedule for Wavescan via AWR sites for the 824 broadcast season. 1530 UTC Sunday from KSDA in Guam on 12060 kHz. This is beamed toward Nepal and Tibet. And 2200 UTC Sunday from the AWR Trincomalee Sri Lanka relay on 12040 kHz. This is beamed toward Western Indonesia. I'm Jeff White at WRMI Shortwave in Okeechobee, Florida. Till next week, good listening, everyone.
This is the Adventist World Radio, and you are listening to The Voice of Hope. For more information, please feel free to write to us. Our email address is bible@awr.org, or you could also call us on WhatsApp at +1 224 222 0777.